The Wildcats basketball team trailed by only 2 points at the half against North Lamar in Wildcats Gym Tuesday night, but the final score was the Panthers 64 and the Wildcats 44. Keontae Dunn led the Wildcats with 17 points. The Wildcats are now 1-1 this season. I talked about the game with Wildcats basketball coach Clark Cipolletta.
We started out really good, kind of got what we wanted offensively. We stuck to the game plan and had some success in the second quarter, kind of got into some foul trouble, I believe. Kane and Carpenter and I think Dugan, all three had two fouls, so that kind of limited us. But going into halftime, we still felt good about ourselves being down 1 point. And then the start of the third quarter, we just kind of went away from the game plan and broke down mentally and lost our focus, and it ended up biting us in the butt.
Yeah, just one of those things, I guess, with a team that's got a lot of youth on it.
Absolutely. You'll see that. I've been around that plenty enough in my lifetime to see. But, yeah, you just have to have leaders step up in the right times, and unfortunately it didn't go that way last night. So
there's not enough timeouts in the world, is there, to try to stem the tide?
No, I wish there were a little bit more, but kind of, you know, you want them to play through it. It's early in the season, and I always tell them, you know, just consider adversity pure joy and just play through those moments. And so I was trying to get, you know, some maturity about them, but just didn't work out that way last night.
I guess if you look for a positive, the most positive thing I saw, you had a big ball game out of Keontae Dunn. I think he had something like 14 points in the fourth quarter, and ended up, I guess, was your high point guy for the night.
He played really well. I pulled him in the office after the game and told him how proud I was of him for stepping up when his team really needed him, and just really getting after it. He's one of those kids. He came to us this year. He's new, still getting to know me. I'm still getting to know him, but he played really well, so I was very proud of him.
Looks like he's got a pretty good three-point shot, too, from time to time.
Yeah, he can shoot it. He's one of our better three-point shooters. He spends a lot of time shooting, so that helps out as well.
Players love games as opposed to practice. This is their time of year with tournaments, game after game after game. Tell us about the Roy City tournament coming up this weekend.
It's a very good tournament. Coach Howerton over at Roy City, they throw a good tournament. I've been a part of it for 4 years now, so kind of know what to expect. There's a lot of good teams in there. Coach Josie will actually be in there with he's out actually on the opposite side of the bracket. I was hoping we get to see him, but hopefully if we both make it to the championship, we can do that. But it's some good competition. We're going to start off with Roy City first at 11:30 tomorrow, so I've got a couple film on them, and they'll be pretty tough, but hopefully we'll be ready.
Are you in a pool with teams, or will you know who you'll be facing right now, or just depend on how your game's turning?
We play Roy City first, and then win or lose, we play the winner of Lindale and Frisco Independence, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So they're both good teams as well, so looking forward to that.
KSST Sports.